Could Northern Ireland see a return to 50-50 police recruitment to increase the number of Catholic officers joining the force 7 years on after the practice ended and Catholic recruits have stalled at 30%? 50-50 recruitment was, of course, used to correct an imbalance in the police which grew over the Troubles. But some unionist politicians criticised the practice as being discriminatory towards Protestants. On the line now with Dolores Kelly from the SDLP. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
The TV leader, Jim Allister. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dolores, it stalled at 30%. Is 50-50 fair? 50-50 recruitment?
Yes, it is fair in the context, in the historic context in which we're in. And there are numerous reasons why affirmative measures have to be taken across areas where there's underrepresentation of particular sectors within different employment fields. The Catholic population of Northern Ireland is in the mid to high 40% mark, so not we should at this stage seen it well above the 30% that was aimed for within the Patton report. Instead, we're seeing it dropping, not only dropping in terms of the number of Catholics applying to join the police, but the number of Catholics being actually appointed. So it is something that we should all be concerned about.
Jim Allister?
Well, isn't this, we're told, the 50th anniversary of the start of the civil rights movement? And wasn't one of the demands of the civil rights movement fair employment? And didn't we move to legislation which banned discrimination in employment on the grounds of religion and other things? And isn't 50-50 recruitment the very antithesis of that? Because it sets aside the fair employment provisions, it sets aside employment on merit only, and it imposes quotas where you are allowed to discriminate. And of course, in order to do that, it's such a draconian step. The United Kingdom government in the past and in the future, if they were foolish enough to go down this road, would have to derogate from the European Convention on Human Rights. The European Convention on Human Rights, Article 14, prohibits discrimination on religious grounds.
And you would rather have this imbalance, Jim, would you?
They had to derogate from that, which is a very serious
Would you rather have this imbalance, Jim?
No, I would rather have employment on merit. And let's just analyse.
So you think that fewer Catholics deserve to be in the police?
I think anyone deserves to be in the police who meets the criteria, and I want to see the police as reflective as possible, but you cannot attain that by discriminating against others. Let's recall what happened when we had 50-50 recruitment. The figures published showed that 20% of Protestant applicants were successful, 60% of Catholic applicants were successful. A Protestant in the test had to score 84% to get into the final pool, a Catholic 62%. So this is rampant a discrimination which is being advocated against the Protestant community, and I am surprised that Dolores Kelly, an advocate of, in all other things, fair employment, should be advocating discrimination against Protestants in respect of employment.
Well, I think there's a number of points I'd want to pick up on. And first off, the issue around meeting the criteria and the merit pool. All of those officers who have been successfully recruited in the past and under 50-50 all met the merit pool and all met the criteria. Unlike in the past, where people didn't meet the criteria and still got appointed. So it's not the same type of comparison. And as Jim well knows, policing is one of the pillars of a democratic society, and policing that is representative and supported by the society it is there to police. It is very important that we have confidence in the officers and that we see people from right across society within the police force who are represented and reflected on
the
society.
But, Dolores, do you acknowledge
the other measure,
to obtain 50-50, you have to discriminate against Protestant applicants? Do you acknowledge that, to obtain 50-50?
The point is that all of the officers getting through to the merit pool all have met the criteria, and the Deloitte report delves into, it's an independent report, and it looks why there has been a significant drop-off of...
His question, Dolores, is do you acknowledge that there would have to be discrimination against Protestants?
Well, There has to be a representative police force of any society in any democracy. And in order
is that
to
a
do
yes?
that, this is an extraordinary measure that we have to take.
Is that a yes?
It is an extraordinary measure that we have to take. And Jim should also be concerned about the underrepresentation from working class Protestant areas. So there's a job of work to be done there too. And that will require greater effort by the PSNI and others to correct that imbalance. So we are having to look right across the type of recruits that are coming through and the people who are putting themselves forward and asking ourselves, why is there an underrepresentation, particularly of one large section, almost 50% of the population, not getting through? And there is a lot of historic reasons for that. And some is around role models, some of it's around family support, some of it is around the threat from dissidents and others, and some of it is because of how the people within the Protestant community know how they can actually get advice and guidance in order to keep going back. So I've spoken to officers who have applied from the Catholic community who thought when they didn't get through once, didn't reapply. I've spoken to others, some from within the Protestant community. One told me that he applied 7 times, which good on him, before he got in. You know, so
from the Protestant community?
There's lots
from the Protestant community, Dolores?
Yes.
But
the point is, Stephen, that, and this is what the report says, that within the Protestant community, people have more advisors and more people that can talk to about it. Many young Catholics who are applying to join the police find it a very lonely experience and don't talk to many people about their ambition or seek it help, advice and guidance. And that's within the independent report,
Jim,
of Deloitte.
I must say I'm disappointed that Dolores can't bring herself to acknowledge that what she is advocating of necessity requires overt discrimination against Protestant applicants. We saw it
in
the past.
And Jim must also recognise
to get into the merit pool, a Protestant had to score 84% in the test, a Catholic 62%. Therefore, there was active, determined discrimination against Protestants. And I'm very saddened that Dolores can't recognise that what she's advocating is that. And, of course, flies in the face of everything that she's built her career upon in campaigning against discrimination, in embracing civil rights, except when it comes to Protestants and the PSNI.
Well,
then she advocates discrimination. And I think that's
knows.
A very poor
reflection. So you don't think... So you, so you Jim Allister, no matter how much the imbalance would be, even if it went to, I don't know, 90-10, you don't think that there should ever be any positive discrimination.
You don't think that
there should be any checking mechanism to make sure that both communities are represented.
I think we should address the why of the imbalance. And the why of the imbalance, of course, historically, was because the IRA deliberately targeted Catholic recruits to the PSNI. We still have those from the Republican movement who would target Catholic recruits to the PSNI, as the provost did with the PSNI and the RUC. And that is the source. And if we want to create a society in which we are going to have that level playing field for everyone, then we need to stop dodging the issue and we need to deal with the terrorist forces which are there imposing their will on others.
Just because terrorists succeed in imposing their will
does not mean that Protestants should be those who pay the price in terms of being discriminated
so
against.
So you would be happier.
So
rather than having positive discrimination, Jim Allister, you would be happier, would you, with a police force that was significantly imbalanced?
Pause, Stephen, and think what you're saying. Positive discrimination. Positive discrimination means that you deliberately, you consciously make it more difficult for someone because of their religion to attain a job.
I don't need you to tell
that's
me what positive
discrimination.
No, I'm not advocating.
I'm not advocating anything.
I'm putting
the very
a question
thing that the European Convention outlaws.
So?
And that is what Stephen Nolan this morning is putting to me we should embrace.
Right. You know, rightly. Hold on, Dolores. Hold on one moment. So you know rightly, Mr. Allister, that I'm not advocating anything.
It sounds like it.
Well, it might sound like it to you, but maybe you haven't got up early enough this morning.
Oh,
I'm putting a question to you. So, to repeat it, would you be happier to have no positive discrimination, even if that resulted in a police force significantly imbalanced in Northern Ireland, with Catholics significantly underrepresented in the police.
I want a
police. You would be happier with that, would you?
I want a police force recruited on merit, not on discrimination. And I want to see Catholics apply fearlessly and come forward. And I think I have to say it. I'm not pointing this finger at the SDLP, but I think with Sinn Féin, for many years we've had an equivocal attitude towards the PSNI, of which some remnants still survive to this day. And I think the political leadership was not there within the Catholic community to encourage recruitment.
Let's let Dolores respond now.
Certainly, I'm not going to say that in consequence of that, we should openly and deliberately discriminate
against Protestants. Right, well, let's let Dolores respond now.
Because they're Protestant.
Okay, go on, Dolores.
Well, Jim well knows that we need a police service that's reflective of the community, and he also knows that employment legislation allows for affirmative action, and he also knows that the Catholic recruits who have made the cut in terms of joining the PSNI are in the merit pool, have met all the criteria, and this is a measure which is, yes, extreme, but it's one that we need to have here in Northern Ireland. And it was the most successful measure in the early years of the PSNI to ensure a greater balance. And he knows well that the reason that many Catholics didn't join the police was not solely because of the relentless targeting of them by terrorist paramilitaries, both within the Republican movement and the pro-provisional IRA, and now within dissidents. He knows there are much more historic reasons as to why Catholics didn't join the police.
So let's address that. Let's deal with that. Let's root that out.
It's a denial of historical fact.
Can I just ask you both, before you go this morning, and we've lots of calls on this today, 03030 8055. First of all, to you, Dolores, your reaction to Arlene Foster saying the Good Friday Agreement is, quote, not sacrosanct.
Well, that's hardly a surprise coming from the leader of a party that built its career on trying to deny power sharing and partnership across both council chambers and here in the north, and did not want to see back in Sunningdale, you know, fought to bring down power sharing and took to the streets at that time in order to do that. So it's hardly surprising, but it is very disappointing. And she is burying her head in the sand if she doesn't see that she's going to have to come to terms with the changing demographic off the north of Ireland and actually build a society that everyone can subscribe to and have a power sharing.
She's hardly burying her head in the sand if she has the biggest vote in Northern Ireland.
Well, you know, Stephen, there's all sorts of reasons for that. And both the DUP and indeed Sinn Féin get their flags out at election time and whip up the most emotional fear amongst voters, and it's that fear, I think, rather than people actually looking sometimes at what policies particular parties have and the aspirations they have.
Oh, right. People are stupid, are they? They don't look at policies.
Pardon?
People are stupid, are they? They don't look at policies.
People are far from stupid. And
well, then why are you saying they don't look at policies before they vote?
Well, because I've been on many doorsteps and I want to hear being challenged around some of my policies. But it's not just that, Stephen. As you well know, many people go out to vote for all sorts of different reasons, and many stay at home, and almost 50% of people here in the north are staying at home. Increasingly, in successive elections, more people are staying home, and all of us have to ask, why is that?
She has just
need to appeal across a wider range of society and get people to use their electoral mandate.
Arlene Foster, Jim Alistair, has just told Bloomberg News at 9:05 this morning, when she was then asked, what did she mean the Good Friday Agreement wasn't sacrosanct? She said, the Belfast Agreement has been changed on a number of occasions recently. It's been changed by St Andrews, by the Stormont House Agreement. It is not something that should be treated as infallible. It is a thing of its time and changeable. That is all I was meaning, she said.
And why should the Belfast Agreement be sacrosanct? My goodness, its centrepiece is lying in tatters in terms of mandatory coalition. So anyone who closes their eye to that reality and says, just repeats the mantra, the Belfast Agreement, what they're repeating is an exaltation of failure. What they're advocating is that we get back into the failure of mandatory coalition. My goodness, the thing speaks for itself. It's in tatters. So of course it's time to move on and get a system of devolution that can work, not the failure of Belfast Agreement devolution.
Peter, morning, Peter.
Well, Stephen, I think what it is, that the jobs are there to apply for now. So if you're good enough, you should get it. At the end of the day, they have to look at the rigged applicants, no matter what religion they're from.
Why do you think the Catholic recruits have stalled at 30%?
Because I think they might be able to bring their life policy into action, because I think that's what the biggest problem is, probably to do with the people threatening them because the job they're doing, and nothing to do with any discrimination. But the thing is that you have to watch for, it's all right everybody saying 50-50, and both sides were talking about Protestant and Catholic. They have to make sure the people are right people, no matter what religion and what colour they are.
But does it not seem strange to you that we've got essentially a 50-50 community, close to the same amount of Protestants as Catholics in Northern Ireland, and yet that is not following through to a representative police force?
Well, what happens if we're short of surgeons because, say, for instance, there's not enough Protestant surgeons? What if we do there? Give it to somebody else, maybe not as experienced. You can't be doing it. Stephen, at the end of the day, the people have access to firearms on both sides, so you have to be careful. The first time anything goes wrong with the selection process, it'll be all about the RPSNI. Okay, mate. Thank you.
Alan Urie. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm not very good at these things, but I've wanted to say this for 100 years.
Neither am I, and I've been doing it for 20 years.
Well, for 100 years I've waited to say this. Why don't we do what we do in the integrated school movement, which is 40% one major, 40% of the two major denominations, and then 20% other. It's a sharp line in the sand is always dangerous, and this is too sharp a line. We need a grey, uncharted area, like a safe place, like a safety net, where you've got 40% of one denomination, 40% of the other major denomination, and 20% which anything overspill into whatever, a safety place where it's not a tagged or, nominated, person, area of concern.
Well, let me bring in the Deputy Chief Constable, Stephen Martin, this morning. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Why isn't the police force representative of our community?
Well, that is a very difficult question to answer, and I imagine just listening to your programme this morning, you can see why that would be a difficult question to answer. We are much more reflective now than we were before the patent revisions. Before the patent revisions, we had about 8% Catholic membership. We now have some 32%. So that's a hugely improved and welcome situation compared to what it used to be. But it is fair to say that in our recruitment patterns over the last 2 to 3 years, it does seem that successful Catholics have reduced in number. And that's a matter of concern to us. We recognised that back in 2016 that the signs were starting to be a little bit worrying, and we commissioned Deloitte to do some research to see if there were any barriers that were obvious that we could address. On the back of that research, we ourselves have shortened the application process. We have put the examination that's involved, the test, online as opposed to bringing people to a college that had previously been the case. Obviously, if you're trying to keep your application perhaps private, coming to a college with other people to do an exam wouldn't be something that you would welcome. So we have made changes. We've also done a lot of outreach to political parties, to educational establishments, to sporting and cultural.
And none of that's working.
And encouraging them to support and advocate for.
And yet we still have a 30% representation of Catholics. It's not working, Stephen.
Well, it's sitting at 32% and has been for a number of years. And now, in the last 2 or 3 years, it's sort of sat at that. Patton envisaged that once we got to 30%, that the critical mass would have been achieved, the momentum would have been secured, and that the trajectory would have continued to go upwards. So I think people expected it to be better than what it is now, and that's a matter of concern.
And why do you think, at the core of this is why? So why do you think it's stalled?
Well, I think there is a whole range of reasons. Clearly, we still have a dissident threat We have legacy issues playing out, certainly weekly, if not sometimes daily, on our news. But I don't think is a confidence-building measure in terms of policing. I think people can be easily put off by, you know, families expressing concerns for safety. So there's a whole host of things.
Yeah, and that's sad.
You could probably write a thesis on it. There's so many different variations. But
that's sad in itself, Stephen, isn't it? You mentioned the dissident threat. It is sad in itself if terrorists are able to scare members of our community out of joining the police. That would suggest the terrorists have the upper hand.
Well, I certainly don't think the terrorists have the upper hand.
Well, they're scaring people from joining your police force. You're conceding that.
Well, I concede that people have to join the police with their eyes open. We are a divided society. We still do have a severe dissident threat. And many people put their foot forward and come and join the police and serve and protect the communities. But joining the police is a significant step, and people need to understand the implications of that. And we can't hide from that. We have to be honest and transparent.
But do you really think, Stephen, the dissident threat to police officers is a significant impediment to Catholics joining the police?
I think, as I said earlier, I think there are a whole host of reasons. And I think that certainly when a member of, well, a person from any community background in Northern Ireland, but I would imagine it is more acute for a member of the Catholic community, and particularly more acute depending on whereabouts they live, would have to think about the implications of the security threat on their application. But as I say, many, many do. We have officers serving right across Northern Ireland who come from all parts of Northern Ireland. We have many people serving from west of the Bann. We want more. But when I was a commander in Derry, there were many officers who came from a Catholic community background in Derry, serving in Derry, and that is a very positive step. The police needs to be reflective of the society it serves. It's necessary for people to have confidence and support in policing. It's necessary for legitimacy. And what I was saying in my various media comments yesterday was, look, these figures seem to have stalled. If we keep at this type of recruitment rate that we've seen in the last couple of years, it's inevitable at some point in the future the composition rate will start to decline. And that would be completely unacceptable.
And so that
would start to affect community confidence.
And so that I can nail this, Stephen, do you personally, as the Deputy Chief Constable, do you support 50-50 recruitment?
Well, look, what I would say to that is no one would want to live in a society where that is necessary. But what I am pointing out is, and drawing attention, there is an issue here. There's a debate to be had. We need to intervene as a society now, correct these figures, start seeing more Catholic recruitment. And what I would not do yesterday was rule out 50-50. What I'm saying is, if we arrive at a position where the Catholic recruitment rate started to fall, that the composition of the PSNI started to reduce in terms of Catholic, then all options should be on the table.
Sure. But you're a leader. You're the Deputy Chief Constable, temporarily, at the moment, right? Do you personally support 50-50 recruitment? What's your personal view?
I'm not on to express my personal view. I'm on as the Deputy Chief Constable. And what I am saying is
But you're a senior person in the police, so you could presumably give us your opinion as to whether you think that would be demoralising for Protestants applying for the police force, demoralising for people who are already in the police who are of a Protestant background, or do you think people would understand and support 50-50 recruitment?
You say you want us to have a debate.
That means that everybody else would contribute their opinion. How about you contributing yours?
Well, I think I am contributing. I'll answer the question, but the way I want to answer it. You know, 50-50 was a strategically important measure that between 2001 2011 improved the Catholic composition of the PSNI immeasurably. It took us from 8% to 32%. We all thought that would continue to increase. Regrettably, it hasn't. 50-50 is a very controversial measure. I listened to the debate between Dolores and Jim earlier. You know, I made remarks yesterday. The newspapers are full this morning of people taking positions. The leader of the Democratic Unionist Party has come out very strongly saying against it, as have other MPs. I recognise it is controversial. It is, in fact, a political decision. But what I am refusing to do is rule it out. Why on earth, if we arrived at a situation where the Catholic composition may be starting to fall, and we recognise that it is absolutely unacceptable because it's necessary for community confidence, for community legitimacy, why would we take a position now and rule out something that has shown to work in the past? I think we need to recognise all the difficulties.
Well, the reason why some people might argue you would rule it out, Stephen, is because imagine that Protestant police officer who has applied to be part of your force maybe many times is as valuable to our community as any Catholic, but there is active discrimination against him, even if he is the better candidate.
And that is the controversy I'm pointing to. I'm recognising...
I'm trying to get your view on that.
Well, I'm recognising that it's truly controversial. My view is, if the situation started to degrade in terms of Catholic composition, then why would we rule out any option? But we don't want to get to that point. What we want...
Are we not already at it, Stephen, if we have the figure at 32%? Is that not too low already?
That would be one for politicians. I think 32% is much better than it used to be, but it's not good enough. And I do think we have opportunities. There's a campaign just launched yesterday. 400 jobs we hope to offer people as police officers come at the end of this application process. So next summer we'll start drawing them off. Here's a real opportunity for people to step forward, particularly people with influence in the Catholic Nationalist Republican community, and say, you know, policing is a viable career. We support your applications, and we would encourage you to apply. And whilst we are obviously talking about Catholic application, of course, we welcome applications right across the community from all dimensions of diversity. We're particularly keen to get applications from females. We're particularly keen to get applications from 18 to 24-year-olds. And we're particularly keen to get applications from people from Fermanagh and Omagh Council area and Derry City and Strabane Council area as well.
Would you equally not rule out positive discrimination in the same way that you're not ruling out discriminating against Protestants? Would you not rule out discriminating against men so that you had more women in the police force?
Stephen, we have 39% of the, or 29% of the organisation now is female. Again, that is a massively improving situation.
Yeah, but that's lower than the 32% Catholics, and you're not ruling it out for Catholics. So equally, would you contemplate not ruling out discriminating against men?
Well, I don't think we're at that point. We're getting 40% of our applications are female. 29% of the organisation is female. It is growing year on year. So I don't think we're talking about something that's comparable.
So now I'm slightly confused, just finally. I'm slightly confused as to why it's more important to have more Catholics in the police force, so you wouldn't rule out positive discrimination to achieve that. But it's less important to have an equal amount of women in the police force. Why is having more Catholics more important than having more women?
You shouldn't be confused. Women application rate is growing. The composition rate is growing. Patton, which is the blueprint for the organisation that, along with the Chief Constable, I have the privilege of leading, Patton was silent on gender. Patton was not silent in terms of Catholic.
Yeah, but if you've 29% in your police force as women, why is that not deeply concerning, and why is that not even more concerning than just 32% of Catholics? It's less.
Stephen, you're wrong. I'll say again. Four services in GB have an average of 22% women. We have 29% female. We're better than organisations across these islands. The application rate, listen, please, is growing, and the representation, the composition, is growing. So we're not in a position. In turn, and...
Is it good enough?
Patton, which was the blueprint, was silent on it.
Is it good enough?
Patton was not silent on Catholics. Catholics are stalling, and I want to see that growing. I don't want the state to recuse.
Why do you think, Stephen, there is only 29% of your police force female? What's that about?
Well, I think it's a very good figure, and I think it's growing, and I think you're going down a blind alley.
Should it not be 50-50?
Well, Stephen, if it got to 50-50 in terms of female-male, I would welcome that. But no one is pointing out to us, apart from you, the Equality Commission, Patton Report, various pressure groups, nobody is pointing out issues that of concern. There were issues in the past.
Sure.
The organisation I joined was badly represented by female officers, but that is not the case.
But I'm,
the application rate, it is a very encouraging picture, and it's getting better
I'm going to push this one last time, and then because I believe you're just out of the dentist chair, Stephen. So I don't want to irritate your mouth too much this morning. Was it a root canal or a filling or a wee white polish, or what was it this morning?
It was painful, but what I will say to you is...
Hopefully no more painful than this.
I don't think you would take it easy on anybody just because they're out of the dentist chair.
So I just want to push this one more time. You're saying that nobody else has raised it, and you're saying that I'm wrong this morning, and that wouldn't be the first time. But I am, as a layperson, deeply confused as to why you are more comfortable with just 29% of the PSNI being women, but you're less comfortable with 32% of the police force being Catholic. And I cannot understand why you're not saying this morning that it is deeply worrying that you don't have 50-50 female. And I cannot understand why that's not as much a priority for the PSNI as Catholics being 50-50% in the police.
Because the trajectory is upwards in female. It is improving situation year on year. And that situation is corrected. I would be more concerned about female representation at the higher ranks. I think we've work to do there. Chief Constable is leading personally the efforts to try and improve that. I would be more concerned about ethnic minority application rates into the police.
Okay.
But the application rates by females and the growth in composition is encouraging. There are other things we need to look at, as I've just outlined. But on the Catholic question, the issue is it is stalling.
Okay.
The trajectory is not upwards, and that's the difference. And it was a critical piece of this patent architecture. But please don't lose sight of the fact that we launched a recruitment campaign yesterday. 400 jobs, that's really good news. I would encourage people to access the website, www.joinpsni.co.uk.
Thank you, Stephen. Morning to you. That's the Deputy Chief Constable, Stephen Martin.